No.
Okay. And if you're not talking about part of the crowd, you talk about the, what? Not part of them, but the crowd. You might say the entire crowd, or you might say the...
reception?
No, you're talking just about a group of people, and you're talking not about a part of that group, but the what group? The not part of the town turned out for the celebration, but the town turned out.
I don't get that.
Well, that's a word. For instance, you're talking about, did you eat part of that? And you'd say, no, I ate the... Did you eat part of that that sandwich? And you say, no, I ate the...
You lose, man. Well, you got me eating and waiting.
All right. Well, either way, the point is we're not talking... I mean, I want a word here. The word I'm after is a word for not part. Not part of something, but the entire thing.
I ate it all right.
All right. And not... so you say I ate... Would you say I ate the whole thing?
I ate it all.
Yeah, but how about the use of the word whole instead of part?
Well, go ahead.
Well, that's what I want you to... That's the word I want you to pronounce. The word whole. You see, for the whole thing.
Well, I'll say the whole thing.
All right. But what I was getting at, you might have a that or another word for to indicate.
I would say entire if I was going.
Okay. And music plays and people go out on the floor and they do what?
Dance.
All right. And a little boy doesn't attend school. You might say he does what class? He doesn't attend class when he should.
He stays out of school.
All right. And... in the classroom, a little boy sits at a what?
In the classroom, he sits on a recitation bench.
All right. And what's the plural of that? All right, bench. You could call it a recitation.
Desk.
All right. And the singular is what?
A desk.
All right. And a person goes to school in order to get a good?
Education.
All right. And he gets out of high school and he might go on to?
College.
And when you mail a letter, you might send it... book rate, you know. But if you put a 6-cent stamp on a letter, then it goes...
First class, yeah.
Does first class mean anything else to you besides that?
First class?
Yeah.
As far as the mail's going?
No, apart from the mail, as for, in relation to other things.
No, first class means like a little. That's all I know about first class.
All right. You don't use that. That has no association with school, for example, first class. You don't make any association with school in the term first class.
School?
Yeah.
First class?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I think first class, I think it applies on all many classifications,
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Meaning what?
Huh?
Meaning
what? It means the very best or superior.
Okay. If you wanted to check a book out, you might go over to the what?
Library.
Yeah, and where would you mail a letter?
Huh?
Where would you mail a letter?
I post it at the office.
Okay. Now, where would you do? What would you do? Where would you take it?
Hmm?
Where would you take it?
To the post office and post in there.
All right. And if you went to a strange town, you might spend a night where?
At a motel, or a place I spend one now. It used to be a hotel, but then.
All right.
Go ahead.
And if you were going to see a play, you might go to a
theater.
All right, and if you had to have an operation, you'd go to a
final operation.
Yeah.
I'd go to a hospital.
And in the hospital, there is a doctor and a female is the women.
Nurse.
All right. And if you wanted to take a train someplace, if there was a train running, you'd go down to the
fountain.
Yeah, to get a train. Where would you get on a train?
To get a drink.
Train. Going to take a train.
Train or go to depot.
Sure. And if you were riding on a bus, you might tell the driver, I want what? The next stop.
I want to get off at the next stop.
All right. And if you're talking about Noonan in relation to the rest of Coweta, you'd say that Noonan is what?
A